Washington Post, Donald Trump hired illegal aliens for golf courses. By Neil Monroe on December 5, 2019. Donald Trump's deputies hired illegal aliens in his network of hotels and clubs. And he treated them well, before he entered politics, says a report by The Washington Post. Victorina Morales, a house cleaner at Trump's golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, spoke to The Washington Post. One day, Morales, 47, stood outside washing the windows of the pro shop at Bedminster. The 4-foot-11-inch Guatemalan woman couldn't reach the top portion of the window. I was jumping and jumping and I saw the guys inside were laughing. I thought, I don't like that, she recalled. Then she sensed something behind her and turned to find Trump. He took the rag, she said. And he started to clean. The anecdote undermines charges that Trump is a racist. But it allows the Post to suggest that Trump is hypocritical for using cheap illegal alien labor when he was a business executive and subsequently opposing the unpopular hiring of illegal aliens once he became a politician in 2015. When they spoke in articles in the Post, the New York Times and other publications beginning last December, it was not for money, as some of their shocked and frightened colleagues assumed. Or really for politics, they said, but to highlight what they consider a glaring hypocrisy. Trump's political deputies, however, acknowledge the different perspectives of business executives and employees. For example, Ken Cuccinelli is Trump's appointee for the deputy job at the Department of Homeland Security. In October, Cuccinelli explained the rival perspectives of business groups and of voting employees. There is a lot of pressure in various sectors to utilize more immigrant labor for employment, whether it is for high-tech or low-tech in the economy. But the president has also made clear that it is important to protect ordinary American workers and to not displace them. Is there some perfect, balanced, target point in every industry? Maybe there is, but we're never going to be able to know it. So which side do you are on? And he has repeatedly emphasized how important it is to protect U.S. workers. Now's he been clear with me, as well, and you all have heard him say it. He wants to see economic growth and dynamism. And that means, you know, growing companies needing to fill slots. So we're just in a constant battle to balance those things. The Post's suggestion of hypocrisy also raises the issue of the Post's own one-sided coverage of the immigration issue. The newspaper is owned by Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who uses many federal visa workers to reduce his company's hiring of American graduates. For example, Bezos uses the optional practical training program to help flood the market for professional skills, so nudging down salaries. In 2017, for example, 3,655 foreign graduates got jobs at Amazon. In turn, some of these temporary OPT hires got longer-term jobs via the H-1B program, according to federal data at myvisajobs.com. In 2018, Amazon asked to hire 1,091 H-1Bs, and nominated roughly 25 OPT workers for green cards.